That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. In on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store happily discussing the direct result of that phone call from the town marshal.
$1,500. Doggies, I still can't believe it, Long.
Well, it's all there. Just count it for yourself.
$1,500? You know, we're rich, Long.
Why, of course we are.
$1,500. $1,500 whole big round foreign dollars.
Yeah, did you see old Uncle Henry Lunsford's face whenever he handed that money over to us?
Yeah.
He'd have thought the money was coming right out of his pocket instead of from the state treasury.
Is that who paid us a reward money, the state treasury?
Yeah, see, they'd been after Talbert and his partner for quite a spell.
Oh.
They was regular desperate criminals. Old-time experienced professionals at it.
Yeah, well, as long as we got robbed, I'm glad we was robbed by such gooderns.
Well, they had to be gooderns to put anything over on a fella like me.
$1,500. It's still hard for me to believe.
Well, I couldn't hardly believe it myself when Uncle Henry called up the other day and said we'd win all that reward.
That's a lot of money.
Of course, we ought to have figured something was up when Squire Skimp come in here acting so nice and generous and all that, telling us we never need to worry about that mortgage.
Yeah, how come Squire knowed about that reward before we did?
Well, he happened to be down at the jailhouse when Uncle Henry got the call from the state police.
Oh.
And then he rushed right up here to start getting on the good side of us.
It's funny, though, he ain't tried to sell us nothing yet, Mom.
Well, he will, don't you worry. He's just studying up a good earn for us.
He is, huh?
I'll tell you one thing, we're going to pay him the money on the mortgage right away before anything else happens.
Yeah, let's pay that thing off. Get shut of it.
You more likely want to let the mortgage run and sell something else for that money. But whatever it is, we ain't buying it.
No, wait a minute. Believe that's our ring.
Yeah, you get it. I've got some figuring to do here.
Oh, yeah, figure.
See where we stand financially.
Hello, Jotham Down store. The rich Abner Peabody doing a talking. Who? No, there ain't nobody here by that name. I see. Just a minute. Mom, do you know anybody by the name of Mr. Jenkins?
Sure. That's the fella I talked to about fixing up the store where the fire burned it.
Oh, well, here. He wants to talk to you.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins. This is Mr. Edwards.
I might quit work, Rick.
Oh, well, good.
Retire myself.
Well, that sounds pretty good. You've got the job.
Huh.
Well, that'll be fine, because we want it done quick as possible. Yeah. Now, how much was that price again?
Tell him money talks long we've got here.
$308.85.
What I mean, all money right. Talks.
Yeah, I can see you whittle that down pretty good. All right. Fine, Mr. Jenkins. Goodbye.
Doggy, that is a pretty good price. That's a heap cheaper than Eugene Blevin said he could do it for.
Oh, yeah, he wanted over $400.
Yeah.
Of course, I've always said Eugene's a little high on his prices.
Him and his uppity ways.
Yeah, he's a good carpenter, I'll say that, but he tries to make too much off in one job.
Yeah, when is this Jenkins feller going to start?
In a couple of days, he said, if he can get the materials lined up. It'll sure be good to get that place fixed up again.
Yeah.
Looks a sight there where it's all boarded up.
Special be owned by rich fellas.
Let's see, how much did I say that's going to cost now?
$308, I believe I heard you say
yeah,
that.
$308.85.
Yeah.
You put that down here and subtract from the reward money. I want to see how much we'll have left to divide up.
How much money did they pay Cedric for his part of the reward?
He got $500. Let's see here.
Sam sort of a rich feller.
Oh, I know that for sure. Put down one, pick it back up, set it down.
That was nice of them to give Cedric that much money. The time we get ours divided up, he'll have might not as much as we will, won't he, Long?
And that leaves us $1,191.15.
Now, let's see. Half of that is, half goes into $1,000.
Well, it's just a little under $600 apiece is what it is. But first, see, we...
$600? See, what do I buy first with that?
Well, before you go spending all your money, let me finish here.
I'm going to do is buy a brand new up-to-the-date radio. One that's got two sets of earphones so that I don't have to keep changing off with Elizabeth. I'll be sitting there listening, and every time a program gets right interesting, it's always Elizabeth's turn at the earphone.
Before you start...
I don't even know how the World Series come out. For all I know, Greenberg might still be on third base.
Well, Abner, before you start buying any radios, there's still some more subtracting we got to do before we start dividing up.
Huh.
Don't forget all that money we owe Grandpap.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that $700 thing.
Yeah.
Want to cut that down a little there, please.
Yeah, at least $491.15, according to my figures here.
Oh, well, I see half of that is half gold into four.
And it's around $245 apiece is what it is. But we still
Well, I can get a radio for that. I have a lot left over. Might get me a new suit and some new shoes and a whittling knife and either a Battenberg or a plush coat for Elizabeth. Green, I think she said she wanted.
Be pretty.
Yeah.
Well, hold on there. We ain't done subtracting.
Wish I could find her some open-toed army shoes someplace.
There's a little matter of some interest we owe Grandpap on that money. $10 a day.
Don't call me how'd I ever forget about that after the way Grandpap's been hounding us for it. Funny, he ain't been over here today reading that report of his long.
Well, he's out of town today, that's why.
Oh.
I called up his place this morning to tell him to come over here and get his money, and Aunt Charity said him and Charlie Redfield had to go down to Hatfield.
Huh. What'd they have to go clean down there for?
Well, Charity said somebody down there is moving a house.
Oh. Are Grandpap and Charlie going to help them move it?
No.
Well, does the house belong to somebody they know?
No, they just went down there to watch.
For the land sakes, them two idiots.
Well, neither one of them has got a thing in the world to do.
No.
Recollect the time they was excavating for the new church. Grandpap and Charlie stood there and watched them for 2 days. Never hardly moved even.
Yeah, I recollect they even had Cedric Wehunt running out and getting sandwiches for them so they wouldn't have to leave.
Well, you're just about as bad yourself. You were standing right there with them.
I never sent Cedric out for my lunch, though.
No.
Elizabeth packet for me before I left home.
Well, this ain't getting our subtracting done.
No. How many days' interest do we owe Grandpap?
Well, let's see. According to my figures here, 19 days, so that means we owe him
$190. $190? Well, it's just $10 a day.
Well, that's what 10 times 19 comes to, $190.
Oh, I don't know my tendies very good.
And subtracting that from $491.15 is, $301.15.
Oh, well, let's see now. Half of that is, I ought to be able to figure that. That's getting down into my range now.
Well, it's just about $150 apiece is what it is. A few cents over.
$150. Well, that'll still get the new radio and a new suit shoes and a whittling knife. Here, that illuminates Elizabeth's coat, though.
Well, I don't think you ought to spend all that right away, no way. I'd save a little of it, if I was you.
Well, I'm saving some of it. Saving the part I was going to spend for Elizabeth's plush or Battenberg coat.
Yeah, but I still... Oh, wait a minute. What's the matter with me?
Huh?
How come me to forget that?
Forget what?
We ain't done subtracting yet.
Uh-oh.
I forgot that dead blame mortgage.
Oh, mortgage, yeah.
Here we was talking about it a while ago and never entered my head to write it down there. $300 more.
There goes my whittling knife.
See, that leaves...
Back to one set of earphones.
Yeah. You know what that leaves?
Huh?
$1.15.
$1.15?
That's it.
You mean that's all we got left out of $1,500?
I guess we're lucky to have that.
Oh, me.
I better call up Squire and tell him to come over here and get his $300.
Yeah.
Right now, before anything else comes up.
Oh, but this is the most extravagant day I ever spent my whole life. Come in here this morning, a rich man, $1,500. Look at me. Down to my last $1.15.
Hello, is that you, Squire? This is Lum.
Course, now we hadn't captured Talbert.
Talbert. Say, Squire, we want to pay off that mortgage today. And
I'm a spendthrift.
Well, now, we want to get it paid off.
Well, I think I'll get my money out of a pump.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Squire, but we'd rather pay it. Yeah, so if you'll drop over here today... Oh, well, then I'll tell you what. I'll send Abner over there with the money.
I'll spend it before I get there, though.
Yeah, well, much obliged for helping us out, Squire. All right. Fine. Goodbye. Squire's waiting for a long-distance call and can't leave his office, so I thought maybe you might...
I heard you. Give me that $300, and I'll drop it off when I make the delivery.
Yeah, I wish you would. I'd like to get that off my mind.
You can give me my half of that $1.15, though. How much does that come to?
Well, that's a little hard to figure. Come out even, you know.
Oh.
One of us gets 58 cents, and the other 57.
Huh. Yeah. Give me the 58 cents.
Well, that's the highest.
Oh,
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll flip a coin to see who gets the extra penny.
All right. Anything to settle this. I don't care what it is.
All right. I'll flip up the coin and you call it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's our ring again. Just a second.
Oh.
Hello, Jotham Down Store. How's that?
I think I started this day out with $1,500.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's about the overseas helmet with a sail.
It's what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right. You bet. Goodbye.
Go ahead and flip it.
Here, you take all of it, Abner.
Huh?
That was Squire. He just figured up the interest on that mortgage.
The interest?
Yeah, it comes to $1.15.
That puts the old fellows right back where they started. However, Squire Skimp still thinks they're rolling in wealth, and it may be that he has something planned for them. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, many of us don't really appreciate one of the modern helps we have for such minor common ills as acid indigestion. But I know you'll always appreciate Alka-Seltzer if acid indigestion comes along to make you feel uncomfortable. That's when you'll want Alka-Seltzer's relief. Yes, Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution which helps you get fast relief. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that so often accompanies an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. You see, only the Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer by a secret scientific process. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Just ask your druggist for a large package today. Then be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.